Catch your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Pray for the pastor.
Pray for the pastor.
Amen. He done put it out there now. He got to do something. Amen. Amen. Grab your Bibles. Grab your Bible. 2 Peter.
Uh-huh.
2 Peter chapter 1. Amen. Grab your Bibles. It's right after 1 Peter. Amen. That's probably why they call it 2. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. New Testament of your Bible, smartphone, tablets. If you don't have it yet, look over at your neighbor and use theirs as well. Just a little bit to read, not a lot. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Amen. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Doing this, you will never stumble or fall away. Wow. And God will open wide the gates of heaven for you to enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
When I see your works,
I'll know
who you work for.
Who you work for.
Amen. When I see your works, I'll know who you work for. God, I thank you right now for it's preaching time in this house. And God, I pray that you will again draw us closer. God, remove from us the obstacles, interference, the distraction, that we'll hear your voice with clarity. In fact, Lord, we heard you when you said in the day that we hear your voice. And so, God, remove those things that will cause us to not hear you with clarity, to not hear you with firstness and as a priority. Settle some things down in our lives, and we will certainly hear you. And then, Lord, when we have heard from you, let us follow you. Let us follow you, Lord, with commitment. Let us follow you with energy and enthusiasm. Let us sing and dance along the way. Give us back our joy. And God, I thank you for giving me an opportunity yet again to stand before this people, this great and awesome people, people that are waiting, ready, given themselves every opportunity to take advantage of this relationship. And Lord, they've come to hear you. And so thank you for giving me the opportunity. The lot has fallen to me. And Lord, I want to be thorough. I want to be consistent. I want to be concise. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, I don't have to worry about what they think. I want you to be pleased. And Lord, when you're happy, they've just got to get on board. And so God, let us now fellowship together in the preaching moment. For thine is the kingdom, power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Again, the book of 2 Peter reminds us that brothers and sisters are to work hard to prove that they really are among those that God has called. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
if you're here, you can make it happen.
You can make it happen.
Amen. Let's be honest with ourselves in a few moments. Ushers, you can rest. James and Susan, rest yourselves. Let's be honest and admit in these few moments we're going to share that there's some work to be done. That didn't sound honest. I mean, let's be honest. Let's admit, as a people, let's admit that there is some work to be done.
Amen.
There you go. That's a little better. And when we admit that, then let's also admit and acknowledge that in order for the work to get done, we're going to need some workers.
Come on, Patrick.
Okay, you fell off again. Let's admit that in order to do the work, we're going to need some workers.
Yeah.
Amen. All of us have heard from this writing. Everybody in this room that has the ability to hear heard what I just said. Mm-hmm. In the gospel, your books are open, your tablets are fired up, and you saw what I said. So therefore, you know there is credibility to this conversation. People have to get on board, and we got to get on board quickly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work to be done, and here's what the Lord says. The Lord says that we are under obligation to work while we still have the light of day. But here's the warning also in the text, because the Lord says, because darkness is coming. And when darkness sets in on us, nobody is going to work.
Right.
Amen. Amen. It is psychologically proven that people who work day shift work are typically better workers. They're more energetic. They have a better outlook on things. And I'm not knocking you night shift folk, they probably put you on that shift and you didn't like it, but you won't keep your job. But people who work in the daytime, daylight folk, are more efficient. They're more engaging. They're more energetic. And so really what the Lord is saying is, let's take advantage of the daylight. Let's take advantage of operating in a more efficient and effective and energizing way. In fact, part of what we talked about in Christian Academy this morning was a reminder from the Corinthian letter that we ought to be enthusiastic about what we're doing for the Lord. Oh, okay, you're coming. Be enthusiastic about what we are doing for the Lord. Okay, one more time. We are told in the Corinthian letter by Pastor Paul that we are to be enthusiastic about what we are doing for the Lord. Okay, here's what we must understand and agree upon is that God has called us, every one of us, not just deacons, not just ministers, not just trustees, but God has called all of us. And so Peter says, here's what y'all ought to be doing. Working hard to prove that you really are the called and chosen of God.
Yes.
Amen. Can we pause for just a moment and reflect internally and give our own testimonies, not verbally, please, but let's just give our own internal testimonies that we are probably more suspect than we are servants. Mm-hmm. If people looked at us, they would probably not know that we are servants of the Most High God because our works are being left undone. Amen. So again, if you work hard, you're going to prove that you really are among the called and the chosen. The reverse side of it is, if you don't work hard, you ain't going to prove that you are, but you'll prove that you are not. Nudge your neighbor and say, which one are you? Because if you don't work hard, you're letting the kingdom down. You're letting yourself down. And so Peter says, here's what y'all need to be doing. Brothers and sisters, he said, you all need to be ambitious. You need to be, and Deacon Davis used this word the other night, Deacon Walk, so I added it to the sermon. You ought to be aggressive. Amen. How many of you, as you look around this room, see ambitious people? How many of you look around this room and see aggressive people? And then the other one is advantageous people. People who are taking advantage of the moment. The Bible says the light, the now, the instant moment. And you got to take advantage of that. You got to use what you got to get what you want. So y'all ain't talking to me. Jess, easy. Your tootsie rolling over there. And so Deacon Walker, he says, it's up to y'all to prove that. He said, you can't blame the leadership. You can't blame the pastor. You can't blame the ministry. He said, every brother and every sister has a responsibility to reveal and deliver that they are the chosen and called of God. Okay, six of y'all coming along with me. He said, brothers, sisters, you ain't got no excuse. You can't be sitting around here talking about the church wasn't big enough. You can't sit around here and say we didn't have enough vans or they didn't do this, that, and other. He said, your calling, your election is on you to make it sure. You can't keep sitting around talking about, didn't nobody help me? Wasn't nobody else there? They didn't lock the door for me. They didn't let me have no key. They didn't. No, no. You don't need. Here it is, Aaron. You don't need nobody else's blessing when you already got the blessing of the Lord. You don't need no reminders. God already called you and told you what to do. No excuse. So he said, brothers and sisters, you got to do this. You got to get out there and prove that you are among, which means there is a cloud of witnesses. There are others who are doing this work. You just need to get among them and not from among them. Here it is. You go anywhere. My time's just about up now. You go anywhere. And what? Y'all thought I said seven? I said 17. 17, y'all. Y'all don't hear good. I said 17. Y'all, you know, you go places and you can pretty much tell who's who. You go to the airport. And you see the clerk at the counter, and she's got a little American airline uniform on, a little ribbon and all. You know. And when you walk up there and they start clicking you in and checking your ID and your TSA number and all that kind of, you know. You in the airport, you see a guy walk through with chevrons on and little stripes, you know. You go through there and you see the lady pushing the little cart with the mop and the broom and the bucket. You know that ain't the pilot. You don't say what time the flight leave. You don't ask them, can you check in? You get out their way. You walk over there to the little snack bar where a regular bag of $2 potato chip costs $6, and the little lady in there and the water that would be a dollar somewhere else is $3. You know, so you go in and you can see. Not only do they look the part, they perform it. Yeah. You go to a restaurant, you come in the front desk, there's a hostess, and then there's somebody else that wait on you. The hostess takes you to your table and says, Stephanie will be with you and just Stephanie just serve her, she'll be with you in just a moment. And so she walks away. You don't expect her to say, would you like a glass of water? They just brought you to the table and they're going back to get somebody else. You know. You look through the little window back there, you see the guy with the little hat on, or you see the guy with no hat on, but you see him back there in front of the grill, and you see him do like this, and you say, I hope he ain't cooking. You gotta look for that kind of stuff. But you know that's the cook back there. You know. You go in Walmart, now they got yellow vests and blue vests, but you know. You walk in there, you know. You're going Target. They got red vests. You know. Y'all don't see what it's going to do. How is it we can go to all them places, all over the world, and identify who the workers are and what they do and get to the church and don't have a clue? We don't know who doing nothing around here because we don't know because ain't nobody working. You got to prove that you are the called and chosen of God. And here it is. You are without excuse if you don't.
Yeah, come on, Pastor.
Amen. James does something that I like when it comes down to the word of God. James says, I want to prove to y'all who folk is by what they're doing. He said, you can talk about if you want to. He said, but y'all start looking back there at that James. You ain't going to get nothing out of him. Nope. In fact, he back there Facebooking somebody. I don't know. But he says, man, don't be talking. Get to work. And when he does this, he also invokes relationship.
Yeah.
We're brothers and sisters, man. My mother had a saying, and I'm sure most families got this saying, that blood is thicker than water. And mama would say stuff like, oh, y'all gonna get along. Y'all fight out there in the street, but you ain't gonna fight against each other. Man, we brothers and sisters, man. We homies, we ace boom coon, we family, man. And if anybody gonna build me up and help me and boost my ego and persuade me, it ought to start with my family. Harmony, where you at? Back there. I'm feeling a Sister Sledge moment. Oh, so y'all feeling it for me? That's what we are. We family. We got each other's back. And Peter is right to say that in order to, watch this, Pat, you're going to love this. Sandra, you're going to write this one down. In order to get good results, let's work on our relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, y'all missed it. Thank you. That's what we got to do. In order to get good results, let's work on our relationship. Because two peas in a pod work better together. It would be better for us to invoke the family clause than to think we got to get over our hostilities with our enemies. But even Jesus has an answer for that. Because Jesus says, if you think your enemy can outmaster you, the wise thing to do is to send a petition of peace before you engage him. What are you saying, Pastor? Some of y'all need to learn how to love each other.
Amen.
Some of y'all that's carrying grudges and hostilities and emotions, you need to send somebody with some common sense to your person and say, listen, so-and-so told me to tell you they're sorry. Because if you ain't ready to say it yet, then you ain't going to see it. And if we can't see it, we can't say it. And if we can't see it and say it, it ain't happening. We are all in this body together.
Yeah.
God, I wish y'all would help me.
Yeah.
Ain't no need of changing church if you ain't going to change you.
Yeah.
I get tired of people walking around trying, I'm trying to find a church. You need to find you.
Come on now.
Peter said, work on them relationships. We'll get better results.
Yeah.
And when we get better results, we're going to begin then to see the hand and move of God. He said, your proof will be, folk will see you and say, that's one of them. That's one of them right there. How do you know? Because you can see that what they say and what they do is the same thing. He said, let's work hard. Then he said, I'm gone. He says, brothers and sisters, he says, you also need to understand that you got to do these things. Do these things. What things? All of them. Whatever God has called us to do. God gives pastors visions. Here's another thing, Dean Davis. Rubbed me the wrong way. Why you come over here to Brookville to criticize our vision by saying we ain't do that at my other church? Well, the vision over there ain't the vision that's over here. Don't come over here throwing rocks and hiding your hand. Come on, well, our other church, our pastor didn't make us tired. Our other church, you ain't in your other church.
Amen.
You here with us now.
Yes, sir.
We are family.
Yes, sir.
I got all my, y'all ain't talking to me.
Come on, Pastor.
Vision comes from the vision.
Yes.
He said, do these things. That means whatever you've been told to do. When you've been told to go, you go.
Amen.
You're told to come, you come. You've been told to sit, you sit. You've been told to serve, you serve.
Amen.
If you're told to get six children and go down and walk, you get six children and go down and walk. Start with yours and get some more.
Amen.
Now see, for the walkers, they don't need but one more because they got five already. So that'd be easy for them. They can get, well, all we need is one more. The pastor gave us an easy job. We on our way. Our mission is complete. For some of y'all, you got to uphill battle. For the Andersons, they way ahead of the game. For the rest of y'all, y'all say, well, let's borrow one of the Andersons. No, we need our five. Here it is. He said, do these things, watch this, and you won't fall away. Look at the name and say, neighbor,
when you're busy,
you won't get busted.
You won't get busted. Good word, Pastor.
See, some of y'all get mad when you get busted. What do you mean, Pastor? When the pastor comes and say, hey, you said you were going dust and dust, then you swell up. But if you stay busy, You wouldn't get busted.
Come on, Pastor.
Hit nothing. Look at nothing and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Also.
If
you stay busy, you won't get bored.
Amen. Amen.
People are like, ain't nothing to do with Brookville. They're boring. You ain't doing nothing. It's not that we're boring you. You're boring yourself. Busy people out of mind at their workshop. That's how people get busted. Goofing off. Slothful. Lazy. The next thing you know, they're wandering into mischief. Their mind start going the wrong way, and they're doing things, and then they get in trouble. Amen. How many of you ever had your mom say, if you're done what I told you, going where I told you, you wouldn't have got no trouble? He said, y'all got to do these things. He said, if you do this, you won't fall away. We have folk that start out with high ambition, and then fall away. Somebody said, where's so-and-so? I don't know. She didn't stay busy. She didn't do these things. She got an attitude. He can't be telling me what to do. I'm grown. You ain't the pastor. Amen. Look at the next day, neighbor. Pastor outweighs grown. Y'all, see how y'all muted that down? No, you're a child. Pastor outweighs grown. I know you're grown, and grown ought to respond to pastoral authority, not like a child. You ought to be able to man up, as it were, or woman up, whatever you want to call it. But he says, listen, you got to do this stuff. He said, because if you do these things, man, y'all going to make God happy.
Amen.
Anybody interested in making God happy?
Yeah.
That was everybody. Just about everybody's hand went up. Louise, that was good. He said, listen, I told him this morning. Amos says something that's really important. Amos says to the church, read Amos chapter 3 when you get a chance. Amos says to them, That y'all been blessed. He reminds them, watch this, that they have a unique anointing on their lives. He tells them that they have been chosen by God and nobody else is like them. And then he says, don't y'all forget that you've been chosen. Because they had this propensity, they had this thing about forfeiting and forgetting. And he said, hey man, this ain't ordinary. By no stretch of the imagination, what God has done in your life. Here it is today, Brookville. Look at your neighbor and tell him, this ain't ordinary. This is something extraordinary in your life. God has done something in your life that he chose you especially for. You didn't just happen upon this. You are a chosen people. God said, of all the people I chose you because what I want from you, I'm going to give it to you so you can give it back to me. God has never asked us to give him what he has not already given us. Look at another name and say, I got this. I got this. Amos says you have a divine calling as a people of God. And then he throws in that famous line that a whole lot of y'all quote but didn't know where it came from. He said, how can two of y'all walk together if you don't agree?
Yeah.
So to agree first means there must be a discussion.
Yeah.
We got to talk about it. See, people say, I ain't got time to go to no meeting.
Oh.
Well, you ain't going to never be able to get nothing done. I mentioned this. I said, well, maybe the problem is we try to lessen the load and not take too much of your time, but we should have took more of your time.
Come on now.
Because there had to be a discussion. You have to say, where are you going? I told him this morning at Christian Academy, my time just about up. I said, you know, how many of us have gotten in trouble because somebody said, come on, take a little ride with me. He said, where are we going? I said, don't worry about it, just get in.
Uh-huh.
And I told him this morning, but I'm going to change it so y'all can't say I said the same thing. And Nick, then you know, y'all down there and done robbed the SunTrust Bank. You sitting out there in the car and they say, I got to run inside and make a withdrawal. You say, okay. And they come out and the alarm on and they say, let's go. And they say, what happened? I don't know. And next thing you know, you on WSET. Sitting there saying, They say, well, did you know he was going around the bank? No. Well, what did he say? He said, get in the car. We're going to take a little run. Did you know what take a little run mean? No. You should say, wait a minute. Where are we going? Discussion. And then there has to be a decision based on the merits of the discussion.
Come on now.
Here's what the Bible says about that. Without vision, people perish. See, that's the discussion. The vision is the discussion, and then we have to make a decision based on the merits of the discussion. And then you come along with Peter and said, now do these things. Because whatever we have decided to do or to be and to go has to be unanimous in the body of Christ. Or there'll be division, and where there's division, there's always trouble. How many of you ever sit by somebody and heard this trouble statement? Here we go again. I don't see why we got to do that. Every time I turn around. See, that's division. Pastor made a vision statement, and some of the church clapped, and the other part of the church looked around and see, well, what they clapping for? Not me. Division. So here's the new rule. Here's the new mandate. Here's the new ministry tool. In the future going forward, whenever the vision is cast and folk throw rocks and try to hide their hand, you stand up and say, Reverend, she ain't with it. No, y'all ain't going to do it either. Go for it. Look at the name, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You might not want to sit by me contrary. Pastor just said, from now on, we're going to nip it in the bud.
Well,
nip it.
Well.
The discussion, watch this now. You don't like this preacher. A proper discussion and a proper decision based on discussion always leads to deliverance.
Well.
We will only get there when we have agreed to go there.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't talking to me. I'm leaving now, because he says when you do these things, you won't fall away, and God's going to give you something. God's going to bless you. God's going to entreat you to something wonderful because you have pleased him by doing what you called to do. There's an aspect to it. Peter says, now, family, because we worked on our relationship, we're going to get good results. And we get good results, we will rejoice. And when we rejoice, we will be received. I cut short there because I ain't have but 17 minutes. But that's what it is. Because ultimately, we all want to go to heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, only 9 of y'all do. Okay, 10 now. 10, 11, anybody else want to go? Ultimately, he says, because God, watch this now. This is why you can't get upset with people who can't give you nothing. You can't get divided by people who can't give you nothing. You can't miss your calling by people who can't give you nothing. You can't derelict your duties by people who won't give you nothing. You can't let people cause you to walk away who can't give you nothing. Because it's right here in the text. He said, if you do this, it is God who will give you. That's my mama was right when she said, can't nobody do you like Jesus. How many know where you're going to get yours from? My hope is built on nothing less. I know he knows how to bless me. And so I'm going to make sure that my relationships don't hinder my results. I'm going to love everybody. I'm going to get along with my brothers and sisters. And I'm going to make sure that I have joy while I'm working. I'm going to whistle while I work. I'm going to sing my little song. I'm going to keep my head up. I'm going to keep a good attitude. I'm going to remember who I'm working for. Because Paul said, listen, while you're working, remember to be enthusiastic, knowing full well that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Look at the name, say, neighbor, I'm going to grind it out. I'm going to stay right there because I know who I'm working for. I wish I had somebody here who can get their focus on, who can get their faith on, and who can get fundamentally sound by remembering I work for the Lord. And because I work for the Lord, I'm going to give him the best that I got. Why are you going to give him the best? Because he gave his best unto me. Look at another name and say, neighbor, I ain't never been cheated. God has always been good to me. I say, God has always been good to me. I say, God has always been good to me. No. I say God has always been good to me. I say God has always been good to me. I can't think of a moment when God wasn't good to me. As I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Anybody know you've been blessed? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. But I won't complain because God's been better to me than I've been to myself. When he woke me up this morning, kissed me on my face, put his arms around me, told me he loved me. And because he loved me, he looked beyond my faults and met my every need. I say God's been good to me. He gave me my assignment and told me what to do. And so now I'm going to work while I've got the light of day. I'm going to make my God proud. I'm going to show him what I'm working with. I'm going to rise up in the morning and stay late at night. But until I finish my assignment, I'm going to stay on the grind. I'm going to press my way. I'm going to give him the best that I got. I'm going to work with my hands. I'm going to work with my feet. I'm going to work with my neighbor. I'm going to work with my pastor. I'm going to work with my deacon. I'm going to work with my trustee. I'm going to work with the young folk. I'm going to work with the old folk. I'm just going to work until the Lord says, well done. Anybody want to hear him say, well done? Anybody want to hear him say, well done? He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Look at your name and say, neighbor, you got to be faithful. We may not have all the money, but we got to be faithful. We may not have the largest building, but we got to be faithful. We may not have a perfect choir, but we got to be faithful. We may not have the best preacher. Yes, you do, but you got to be faithful. He said, be thou faithful even over a few things. Look at your name and say, neighbor, sometimes we run dry. Sometimes we run out. We may not have much, but we've been faithful. We've been faithful. Say yeah. Anybody been faithful? Say yeah. I tried him and I found out that if I stay faithful, God will. He'll be a fence. He'll be a bridge. He'll be water. He'll be my rock. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say ah. If you work, we'll know who you work for. Am I right about it? He said, and God will give you. A grand entrance. When you walk in, they'll be playing your song. Some of y'all got to be careful about the song you pick. You get to walk in the kingdom. The movie came out some years ago about these old gangsters, old school gangsters, and the man said, why you walk around with that big old beatbox? He said, play my theme song. What do you mean theme song? He said, every cool dude, every gangster got to have a theme song. And so he played a little theme song. Some of y'all got to have a theme song. So if you walk in, they'll play your song. When Jess get to heaven, I believe they're going to play, ooh, there it is. Yep. When Deacon Walker get there, they're going to play, ain't we funkin' now? Uh-huh. Yeah, I see it coming. When Carolyn get to heaven, they're going to play, she's sweet, I know. Oh, yeah, all y'all got a song. When Brother McKenzie get to heaven, Sade going to break out with Smooth Operator. Yeah, I can see it coming. So all y'all need to be thinking now on what's going to be your grand entrance song. Because when they play your song, we're going to know who's coming in. When they hear Smooth Operator, it's Deacon McKenzie here. When we hear whoop that is, they're going to say, Jess made it. I can't believe it, but that got to be Jess. When she's sweet, I know, come on, they're going to say, Carolyn here. Amen. And so it is, God says, if you get your relationships right, brothers and sisters, your results are going to change. You're going to prove something. He said, then you're going to find out there's some rejoicing because we're happy working together. And then the reception is going to be grand. That's why mama said, I can't wait to see him. Yeah.
to look upon his face.
I don't know who you work for, but I see your works.
I can pick out a soldier. I can pick out an airman, an army man, a marine, Coast Guard, Navy. I can see it. I can tell you a guy that's either a grunt or a clerk. Tell you who work in the motor pool. Mm-hmm. I can tell you who drive a truck. Mm-hmm. I can tell you a guy working chemical warfare. I can see their works. And I know who they're working for. I don't want to be confused in a place where I put my best efforts. I don't want to be confused in a place where my life is. I need to look at your works. And I need to be able to validate and give a testimony and testament as to who you work for. You are not going to hear them say, "These are they," if you ain't one of them. Work hard. Prove it. You got work to do. Here's three things that go with that. My time is up. Time to go. Three things to understand. One. There is always the necessity of enlistment. You got to first give your life to Christ. You got to sign up. Remember that old song you sang in church? Sign me up for the Christian Jubilee. Write my name on the roll. We don't sing that one no more. Y'all know that one? Y'all learned that one so we can use it. Recruiting tool. Sign me up for the Christian Jubilee. Write my name on the roll. I've been changed. See now you notice number six people know that? That's six people who work. That's one of them songs that you can't sing it if you don't know it. If you ain't singing it, you don't know it, you ain't doing it. Sign me up. For the Christian, you put my name down. That's all they're saying. I'm available. Must be an effort of enlistment. Second, watch this. There then must be a serious undertaking of engagement. He said, work hard. I sign up and don't do nothing. Serious effort of engagement. Look at your name and say, neighbor. Are you serious? What'd they say? Some of them just, they looked at you and didn't even say the sin. He said, I'm just going to look so he don't notice I ain't looking. But Nick, are you serious? Watch this, I'm gone. 1 o'clock. How many of you have ever been around somebody? They did something real stupid, and that's what you said. Are you serious? That's not an affirmation. That's an accusation. Are you serious? How about this? You have got to be kidding. How about this one? I know better than this. Y'all come on with me. You have got me. You done lost your last mind. Well, they ain't got but one. You lose that one, you out the game. But listen, serious engage. You enlisted. You got to engage. Serious, you got to engage. And so he said, you work hard. Go for it. And then watch this. There must be an evaluation based on expectancy. God's going to know. It's right there in the text. I took too long to get there. But it's right there. That's all I was really trying to say. You have to understand the first set of rules. One, work on our relationship, brothers and sisters. And if you work better in relationship, get better results. And so if you do that, then you're going to realize, watch this, there'll be a realization that you are who God has called. Oh, I skipped that one. There's a realization. Because people will know. You can't hide it. Look at them and say, you can't fool me. I got a food detector. It goes off every time you come in the room. Say, what's that noise? My food detector. Change them. Say, turn that thing down then. Next time somebody comes, turn that thing down. It's going off all over Brookville. So what's that food detector? Why are they trying to fool me? Sign me up for the Christian Jubilee. That's why that went off. You trying to fool me. Pastor, I'm available if you need me on Thursday. that sign I put on the door was just for the regular alarm. No, we put a food detector in. They been going off every week. Police keep calling. What is that going on? Food detector. Pastor, I'm going to be at Bible study. You're trying to fool me. Pastor, I really want to work the singing. Pastor, what is that noise? Your hearing aid? No, I ain't got no hearing aid. That's my food detector. What is a food detector? You keep setting it off. There's a realization. We ain't crazy. Look at your name and say, I ain't crazy. I know what I see. And when what I see don't match what you say. And then again, there's the results. And then there's the rejoicing. And then there's the reception. But then the other key points were, one, there has to be an enlistment. You give your life to Christ. Don't give your life to me. You didn't join me. You joined the body of Christ. Then there's got to be some serious engagement. Man, listen, you got to work. We don't come to church just so we can marry our kids and have a funeral, baptize our babies. We come to work. Put our hard hat on. And then there will be an evaluation based on expectation. God's going to judge your work. You can get mad at me all you want to. You can walk away. You can join six churches in a year. But the same rules apply from this same book. I ain't changing the book. I just read from it. And everything I just said, can you see everything I said right there in those two little verses? Ain't nothing I said stretched out in verses. Relationship, brothers and sisters. Results, work on improve. Realization, rejoicing. Reception, all that right there. And then there is enlistment. He said, because you belong to God. And there must be engagement. We got too many lazy folk. Just sitting around waiting on homecoming so you can eat. If you just eat once a year, you're in trouble. What are we going to have for homecoming? You running Brother Thomas down. What's on the menu for homecoming this year? Then you want to come to the pastor's anniversary because you know we eat good that day. Yeah, pastor throw down for his anniversary. I'll be there, but wasn't nothing in my tray with your name on it. That's what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to call name. If you got something in the tray, you go downstairs. If you don't have nothing in the tray, phone. No, I'm just kidding. I ain't fooling none of y'all down there. They're all over the place. Alarm going off. That boy done lost his mind. But then there is an evaluation. God's going to judge you. Man, I love y'all. One of the reasons we got kind of slow, Brother Thomas, is because I wouldn't bother y'all too much. I didn't want to be the judge. I really just want to kind of love us through, but that wasn't working, Larry, so we got to just call some folks and say, hey, man, you dropped the ball. But God ain't going to, you ain't going to fool God. There will be an evaluation based on his expectation. He gave you all this stuff. You got to bring him back something. You can't come back to God with empty pockets. He said, you're going to come back and I'm going to look at you and say, all right, how'd you do? So it is. I'll know who you work for when I see your works. So I want to ask you today, as we're getting ready to go home, it's time to go a little past the hour one. Please understand this. This is a critical time. Not just for the church, but for our community. There are issues that are popping up all over this country that are dividing us. You got families turning on families. I told y'all last week that father said that his son was no longer his son because of his stance, his joining of a group that is counter to the home of the free and the brave. You got families that are literally splitting right down the middle over philosophical things. And the devil is having a heyday. Then you got church groups and political groups. And you got Republicans and Democrats and Independents and Green Parties and Tea Parties and Party Hardies. See how y'all wake up at them parts? But we're just torn apart. And as the old folks say, if we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. We need to be together. Listen, I don't have no art against you for your political beliefs, philosophical things, your sexual preferences, your marital status. None of that don't bother me. What I want to know is, are you enlisted in the body of Christ?
Yeah.
Are you willing to engage with us in this meaningful work?
Yeah.
That's all I need. When you go home, I ain't going to follow you unless you invite me to dinner. And if you invite me, you got to throw down.
That's right.
I don't do vegetable trays. That's for the young life people. Let the young people be healthy. Us old folk, it's too late now. Let's just go and ride it out for what it is. We grew up on collard greens and chitlin. Let's just stay where we at. Lard, Crisco, we know those things. Let these kids have the celery and all that kind of stuff. We know that celery on the table is decoration. It's not to be eaten. It's what's under the celery. Yeah. We did not get like this on celery. Amen. But let's be honest. I got to make you feel a little better. Let's understand this. Let's be fair. I just need to know if you'll work with us. We need your help. We can't do this with one voice. We need a conversation about ministry, how to encourage and focus. How do we get this thing back to where it ought to be? I really believe that if you will begin to work, see, I'm closing the book. If you will begin to work, we can do anything. We can make it where if you don't get here on time, you'll be standing up. Put the timer away. You on probation. Pastoral probation. Deacon Walker, write a name down, enact it, get a tag number. But listen, we need your help here. This is a vision church. Please talk to us. Will you work with us? Will you engage with us? And if you'll do that, watch what God's going to do. He's been waiting and wanting to bless us. And our results will change. Get our relationships better. Understand that there is some rejoicing when you get it right. I left that one out too, man. You don't brag about getting it wrong. You rejoice when you get it right.
That's right.
We high five each other. Man, we got this.
Yeah.
You look at the fight, all the Floyd Mayweather crew high-fiving because they got it right. Conor McGregor and them, they're all trying to get back to Ireland as soon as they can. They ain't got nothing to be proud of. I mean, they go to the bank, they're going to have some money. But if we get it right, we can rejoice. That's part of why our worship don't sound the same all the time. Man, if we stay high on this thing, man, our worship be off the chain every Sunday. Choir be off the chain because their relationships are right. Ushers off the chain, their relationship right. Preaching off chain, relationship right. Yeah. Man, we get this thing right, we're going to be one happy house.
Yeah.
I felt Luther come through right there, but I won't do it. Because the chair is still a chair, even when they're, okay. Let's stand up. No, Jess, we got to go. I'm hungry. Y'all stand up. Thank you. Come on, let me tell you something. I'm going to let you go. Starting next month. This is the last Sunday that we get to share together in August. I want September to be known as Spectacular September. Everything we're going to do next month, we're going to call it spectacular. So when you usher, spectacular. That's the word we're going to be using with folk. Be spectacular. Come on, let's try it. Look at your neighbor. Pick somebody. Say, neighbor, be spectacular. No, you can't say it like that. You got to say spectacular. There you go. Bob the Biller, can we be spectacular?
Yeah.
There you go. Y'all got it. September, spectacular. It kind of rhymes. S-S. So everything we do, we gonna tithe. We gonna worship. We gonna revival. We gonna serve. Y'all run out of gas. So it look like y'all get by 4 in and y'all done. But that's what we can do. You know why? Because we can do all things. Nothing is impossible. One more. I know y'all got to go. One more. This on Minister Dixon time. Y'all see the new Alice in Wonderland with Johnny Depp? That's a good one. You saw it. Remember what Alice said? She said she thinks of at least 6 impossible things every day. Any of y'all saw the movie? Just go see it. This is good. It's not the kid version. It's an adult version with Johnny Depp and nice young lady that plays Alice. But Deacon Walker is a ministry. I watched that movie and wrote down, I don't know how many sermon ideas. But Larry, this is what she said. This other Larry. You off the clock for a minute. But this is what she said. She said, I dream of at least 6 impossible things every day. You imagine what that'll do to your life? And here's what the scripture said. Nothing is impossible. But look what he said. It's about enlistment. To them, wow. Watch this. Here it is, Pat. If you sign up, you can be spectacular. 6 things. I need every one of you, leaders especially, deacons, trustees, to always think of at least 6 impossible things. Some have said we can't do this. Write that down. Say, yes, we can. Y'all can't fill up every pew. Watch this. Y'all can't buy no van in 30 days. Watch this. Just keep thinking. Whatever they said we can't, show them that we can. And some of us, it's been internal dysfunction. Some of us have said it. So now we got to show ourselves. We're going to be Missouri minded. Show me. Spectacular. We got a couple of more days to be average and mediocre. But come 1 September, we're kicking it into spectacular. Some of y'all look like early risers. Go on, kick it when you want to kick it. But first of all, I need you to know this. If you're not of the Lord, it ain't going to work. God loves you. Every one of you. God is putting his arms around you right now. And God is saying, I chose you even when you were misfits, when you were hostile. But I chose you. And he said, I saw something in you. Can I get you to admit something? And my hand is going up early because I know what I'm going to say. But I'm telling you, I'm raising my hand because I am only because of what he saw in me before I saw it myself. God saw in me what I did not even see in myself. Oh, I dreamed and I tried to follow along. I tried to keep the script, but how many know that every now and then you mess up the script? You mess up the assignment. We make God go around again. Anybody ever call a cab? They blow out the horn and you say, I'll be out in a minute. And they'll circle around and come back or whatever. But I'm telling you now, every one of you have a story. There's a script on every one of your lives. And it is to the fulfilling of the will of God. Don't you live beneath your privilege. There's a prophecy on every life. God said, I know the plans I have for you. I'm going to make something out of you. You're going to meet with opposition. You're going to meet with adversarial folk. You're going to meet with folk who are antagonizing. But he said, don't worry about it because I've overcome the world. And what I've overcome, you can overcome. That's why he took on flesh to show us that in this kind of body it can be done. See, we looked at him and thought in spirit, of course he can do it. But he took on flesh and suffered like we suffered and hurt like we hurt and was betrayed like we've been betrayed and still said, Father, I thank you that it turned out just like this. Thy will be done. You're in this room and you've not given your life to Christ. You need to come and enlist. Don't worry about joining Greater Brookville Church. Come give your life to Christ. Sign up. Say, Lord, I'm here. Just as I am without one plea. I can't make no excuse, Lord, but I'm here today and want my tomorrows to be different. If you're not giving your life to Christ, would you come today? I know you're ready to go. I am too. I'm tired. My back hurt. I'm hungry. Need somebody to loan me some money. Y'all looked away. Well, you ought to come give your life to Christ. You really ought to. Look, can you do me one more favor? Y'all got to go. But can you tell your neighbor that ever since Jesus, my life ain't been the same? Second thing I want to say is this. We need your help. So if you are in the body of Christ as an enlistee, we would desire that you engage with us in this meaningful work. So if you're looking for a church home, our doors are really open wide to you. We need your engagement. And we're not going to slow roll you. We're going to throw you right in there. We're not going to tell you, well, you ain't been here for so long. You need to see how things work around here. No, the reason we need you is because things ain't been working. So you come on in with what you got. Bring your gifts, talents, and abilities. Give us your little resume, your spiritual resume, and we'll go for it. We're going to be spectacular. We need spectacular people to be spectacular. God is so wonderful. Oh my goodness. Come on, ladies. See there? Serving already. Picked up the mic for the pastor. Didn't want to look bad. Thank y'all so much. Come on. Come on, darling. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anybody like me been waiting on these ladies to come? Anybody like me been praying for these ladies right here? Aren't we glad? Aren't we Jesus happy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Come on, come on. Don't stop praising Him. There's still some praise in here. There will be glory after this. There will be glory after this. Yes. Amen. Our doors are still open. We got room. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. This is the prayer being answered. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, He still answers prayer. Such as the Lord will send, we will receive with joy. Hallelujah. Bless His name. See our clerk for me just for a minute. Have a seat. Rest yourself. Rest yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. My Lord. I thank God. My food gonna taste better today. Amen. In fact, I think I'll just pay the bill today. Amen. Listen, this is what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for some fresh faces. We've been waiting for some folk who took their time to make their decision about coming in with us. Because I really believe that these ladies have hung around long enough to say, you know what, this is a sure bet for us. This ain't no just, I'm just caught up in the moment, I need my bill paid. No, this is I have thought about it long and hard. They sat there Sunday after Sunday and said, you know what? When the Lord says so, I'm going. Amen. And I pray every Sunday that the The Lord will send us just a couple of more. My food gonna taste better today. Amen. I'm gonna stay for the dessert today. Amen. It's counter to my plan, but today I can cheesecake it a little bit. I'm going for it. I was gonna do the vegetable tray, but no, I'm going over there where they got that sweet stuff at now. I'm going by Sweet Frog and just make a fool out myself. Amen. I'm gonna get the heavy one today. But we love these ladies. God bless you, ladies. Miss Pennell, I don't want to get the names wrong from the start. They've been with me so long, I should have known better by now. You got a good handwriting. Thank you. We should have checked that out a long time ago. Can't be the clerk and the pastor can't read your handwriting. Either that or you had to get a smart tablet up here. Amen. We might have to buy one, though. That might be a good thing. Kedra. Got it right? Kedra. I want to get it right. Kedra. Because you look like you can fight. See? Yeah. And you got on heels, which can be used as a weapon in a quick moment. Kedra, we have certainly prayed for you. But our prayers have not been selfish. I've just prayed for your life. God would use you wherever he planted you. And every time we saw you come in the door, I would ask God, is this the day? You have a spirit about you. You really do. And, you know, as I've often said, I don't like to just suddenly throw folk into things, but I really believe that God's going to use you in ministry ways here. And I'm going to encourage you today to not be hesitant. You know, pray on something you want to do or somewhere you want to work or something you got in your heart to do for the Lord, and we can match it up. She got a good spirit. And the wonderful thing is she looking right at me. You know, some people when you talk to them, you know, you see them. But that's a sign of confidence. Courage. They say you shouldn't ask a lady how old she is, but I see your date of birth. But you have maturity, unlike many of your peers. And I know that has something to do with who you've been hanging out with. Sister McKenzie and I talk about you a lot. As old folks say, Laura, you know how they say it down south. Your ears should have been burning. You probably need a new set of ears because me and Sandra have been talking about you. Good stuff. And we've been waiting as well. And much like Kedra, when you came in, I'd say, Lord, I pray this is the day that you've touched their hearts. And we kind of wanted you as a pair, you know. We kind of want to get the team. But again, you can be so proud. This young lady is an absolute byproduct of your motherhood, your instincts, your maturity, your nurturing is paying great dividends. We're going to take full advantage of it around here. But I thank you for trusting us with both your lives. And Sandra, she probably been trying to trick you a little bit into something, you know, not trick, but she said, Pastor, you'll see. And we believe that both of you have a you'll see spirit. And so we thank you so much, Sister Jackie. We thank you for being a part of our family, trusting your lives to us. And we've been talking about love around here. And so if we ever fail you in that regard, don't hesitate. My office is around that hallway right there. Phone rings when you call here. But I really believe that a part of our spectacular growth, spectacular ministry evolving, that you two are going to be a big part of that. And what we do in your lives is going to be so different than any other lives we've ever taken in, because we made a decision the other night to do church different. We made a decision how we're going to bring people in and how to take care of them and not neglect any one thing. We're your family. And as you're going through, we want to go through with you. Don't leave us out. Make some friends around here. Find some good people. I would recommend two or three to you right now, but the other four or five will get mad that I don't call their name. So I'll let you sort it out for yourself for a minute. You already met Sandra. That's a good one. I was going to put her on the list too, Sandra. Elizabeth, that's a good one. But thank you so much. And I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart. I needed this. I needed to know that what I'm trying to do is being done. Got a little thin around here and I got worried. But y'all always gave me hope. I'm serious. Y'all were coming at the door. When y'all wasn't here, I said, oh Lord, we done lost two good ones. What did we do wrong? But every time you all came in that door, we got encouraged. Didn't we, Sandra? We got encouraged. And so thank you so much. And again, our promises can only be kept if you hold us to them. Be bold. Let God use you. You're gifted. We don't have no trial period. We don't do probation around here. We got to get running. We got to work while we got the light of day. Pray about ministry. We got to make sure we get them a vision packet with our vision stuff in it. And you're home. You're home. Amen. Now, I know y'all ready to go, but this is special. We're gonna do like the old churches do. Y'all don't mind. We got some hand sanitizer around here. My future son-in-law, before he shook my hand, they told me I put some hand sanitizer on. I'm trying to figure out what he's trying to say about me. But I'll get him later on. But can y'all come stand up here for me? Come stand right here. Y'all remember the old church? You know the song now. Everybody know the song. And you know how we used to do in the old church? To keep from getting confused, we start that way and go this way. We can't be coming two ways. So we're going to come by and do the right hand of fellowship and say, hey, how y'all doing? And hug, and then you can go on about your business. Come on, start right here with me. God bless you. God bless you. Come on, give me some music. Thank you. And I get to stand right here. Go that way and come around. Everybody, don't leave. Shake hands, then you go about your business. Come on, shake hands. There you go. Get in the last. God bless you, sir.